It's an appropriate time for me, I think, to give a little bit of an update because under the umbrella of growing in faith, I've been growing in faith by leaps and bounds through sort of the uncertainty of where does God want us to be? And I know the guys that are kind of in the inner circle who know the details of what's going on, we're all growing because we're like, God, where are we going? What are you doing? And we're still in that journey. Looking at my notes here, on February the 9th, we gave an update on a few things. We gave an update on the vision for mentoring. We gave an update on space. We gave an update on our compassion fund and compassion ministry, which, by the way, if you weren't here on that, just a reminder that we have a new compassion fund, and it's the way that we're assisting people in the church and in the community who have physical, tangible needs, especially when you give online. But you can, you know, if you give really above and beyond what you're normally doing, you can give to that fund. You can make a note in your check, compassion. Or in the drop-down online giving, you can click compassion and your giving will go there. But we talked about ministry space. And at the time, we had a bit of a crisis because Primrose was closing and we didn't know what we were going to do. And we had good news to share that Toast and Jam was a new possibility. And that's been a great space for us. It's been better than Primrose. And then we gave an update on Hillside that we felt like, you know, for multiple reasons, God was moving us away from pursuing that property. But then a couple days after that, this space right next door to us came open for rental space. And it's kind of a mirror image of this space here at Elixir. And so it looked like, well, maybe that's where God wants us to be. We can poke a hole back in the wall. These spaces were connected. And we started kind of dreamstorming about what that would look like. Well, then that's kind of gone quiet. And he said, God, what's going on there? Well, I'll kind of catch you up to speed. A few weeks ago, I guess it was Saturday, February 22nd. Saturday morning, I was upstairs just doing my Bible reading Bible in 1 year and a couple other devotionals. I was reading, I think it was Streams in the Desert. And sort of the main thought on that was active versus passive faith. And the things that jumped out at me in that devotional, Mark 9:23 was the verse. And it said, if you can... Jesus was asking, somebody asked to be healed and said, well, do you believe that I can heal you? And he said, if you can. And then Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believes. And then there was a sentence in that devotional that said, faith adds its amen to God's yes, and then takes its hands off and leaves God to finish his work. Its language is, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do it. But the phrase, you know, taking your hands off, leaving God to finish his work, when I read that, I felt like God was whispering to me, don't give up on Hillside. Don't give up on Hillside. I'm not done with that yet. And I didn't know what to do with that. I mean, we really thought we were moving in a different direction. We're moving over here. So I called Dave Lee and I said, you have a minute? Yes. I said, I don't know what to do with this, but I shared what I experienced with Dave. And then we talked to Ray and Kyle and some of the other guys. But Dave initially said, you know, I think that probably is of God. That encourages my heart. That gets me excited to think that maybe that's not done yet. And I really think that numbers of us in this church, as well as the Bice family who owns that property, we have a sense that that's where God wants us to be. Now, again, even now, he may not want us to be there. Maybe there's a different path and a different plan. But we have a sense that that's where God wants us to be. And the thought hit me, we need to pay attention to that feeling. You know, the feeling that we had when we determined that it was not going to be possible in the previous path that we were going with Hillside, you know, we were crushed. We were, you know, still believing God and still hopeful, but... you know, that was very disappointing. And at the same time, when it looked like maybe God's not done there, there was this spring of hope that we experienced and some enthusiasm. I said, you know, I think we really need to pay attention to that. Maybe there's something there. So we got the group together a few weeks after church. We met over here at this table and I shared with a larger group, here's what I'm experiencing. I really felt like God was saying, you know, don't give up on Hillside. And so we started dreamstorming and kicking around ideas and sort of came up with, hey, this might be doable if we do it this way. And kind of in a nutshell, and I'll invite Kyle and Dave and Jason, anybody who's here, you guys can speak into this as well, fill in some of the gaps. But we said, what if we just go up and we just try to purchase the land and not worry about any of the buildings? We can retrofit buildings, you know, that are there. We can put a big tent up. We can just start using it as it is. There are 7 houses up there. There's plenty there that we can probably use. And it would be the church purchasing the property, not a separate for-profit LLC that we had formed. But the church would purchase it. We'd start using it as ministry. And we get a nice tent that the church could meet in. I'm not talking, you know, like a camping tent. They have nice tents for weddings that are climate controlled and, you know, actual doors, you know, things like that, that we could use, but we might be able to even start renting out for weddings and events and build an arbor so people can do outdoor weddings. So we could probably start generating revenue just from that. And then there was a way of financing that that's called owner financing. I was not familiar with any of this. Kyle has a background in finance and he's a builder. And so he's done this numbers of times and said, we could do this. We could just maybe finance the purchase with the family, put down a, you know, maybe 10% of purchase price and then pay monthly payments for 3 years on interest and then pay the lump sum at the end. If they'd be willing to do that, maybe that would be a way we could go. Well, we met with one of the siblings and I guess that Friday, the next Friday, Friday the 28th. And an hour and a half after we met, that sibling texted me and said, Drew, please call me ASAP. So I called him. He said, I've talked with all our siblings. They're very interested. We want to hear what you guys have, what you're thinking. Can we meet? And at the same time, they had been offered by a developer, I think it was $4 million. $6 million. They had been offered $6 million. Our initial offer on that property was 2.1. And so, but when they heard what we were thinking, they said, we've told the developer, we want to hear what the church says first. And they really want us to be there. They really do. So that was encouraging. Our team met again this past week to iron out the details of the purchase price and how all that would work and could we do it? I'll tell you this, there's a household in this family, in this church that I may have mentioned this before, but they gave to the church a rental property that they had for years and said, the church can sell the house and then the money can go to the church. That can kind of be a beginning point to whatever we're going to do next. And so that's helped us. You know, at this point, we have $370,000 in savings in large measure because of the sale of that house, but that gives us some money to where we can do something. We can put a down payment. We'll have to fundraise for sure, but there's a way. There are details on this. We can sell off part of the land that we don't need. We can probably get a few $100,000, $400,000 to $500,000 there that can help. So all that to say, not to get too detailed, but as we met this past Thursday, you know, it's going to require a stretch of faith to do this. And I think we all agreed. I just said, you know what? I think this is our moment. This is the moment for this church to pursue this property by faith. We have enough in the bank and we have enough good possibility of funds to come in. But then there's a stretch of faith that it's going to take as well. And it seems very natural that that's what God would want to do. That he would cause us to step out into faith as the Israelites did, step into the Jordan before he parts the waters. That was the difference. The Red Sea, he parted the waters and then they went through. The Jordan, he said, no, you got to step in before I part. And I think that's what God's calling us to do and our team agrees. And so so we made that decision. Cravens Doggett, he's a commercial real estate broker and he's very gifted at that. So he's been drawing up all the details of the finances. And after we made that decision, I'll just share this. This past Friday, my devotional reading the next day was basically the main thought from Charles Spurgeon's Morning and Evening was little faith versus great faith. And Mark 11:22 was the verse, said, have faith in God. And then the reading that jumped out at me, it said, little faith says it's a rough road, lined with sharp thorns and full of dangers. I'm afraid to go. But great faith remembers the promise from Deuteronomy 33:25, your sandals shall be iron and bronze as your days, so shall thy strength be. And great faith ventures on with boldness. So I felt like God was affirming that decision, and our plan is to meet with the family this upcoming Thursday to make our proposal on purchasing the Hillside property. And that could happen before Memorial Day as things, wheels go into motion there. So, you know, God has sort of diverted our path back to Hillside. Again, that may not go through. It's possible that even still he would redirect our path. But we feel hopeful. We feel excited and encouraged by the direction that God's taking us. So I'll leave it at that. I had some other notes and thoughts, but I'll leave it at that. And just, I don't know, Dave or Kyle or Ray or anybody else, any other thoughts or comments on that? Yeah. Is there a mic we can get to Dave? Who's got a mic? Where? Oh, here we go, right here. There we go.
So two things, one planned, one unplanned. I wouldn't plan on mentioning this, but you were praying earlier, the prayer of confession, listen to all those sins. I was like, check, check, check. And I thought of the song, I can't remember who the artist is, but Broken Things. Mm. And the song's about God uses broken things. If you use broken things, then you know, here I am. I couldn't help but think about that. Mm. But just in general, but especially about Hillside, our home. Let's just call it our future home, wherever yeah. that is. But I was also thinking about today, and your summary was perfect. Nothing to add there. But what's been interesting is there's been lots of twists and turns, stop, go, open door, closed door. Okay, this is where we're going. Look at all that God's bringing together. Here we go, just to go, well, nope, that's not it. And there's been, at least speak for myself, I won't speak for the whole team. There's been times of confusion, frustration, just impatience, anxiety, worry, a couple times anger from dealing with the government. But before those thoughts and emotions really take much of a root and get out of control, God's reminded me of over and over of several verses. No, hang on a second. As much as he's reminded me, you think I would have them memorized. It's interesting that each time, whatever emotion was, the right verse came to mind. God is very faithful, even when I wasn't. And trust the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean your own understanding. I've heard that probably about 100 times in the last several weeks. God's ways are higher than our ways. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged. I have plans for you, plans for good, and to give you hope in the future. God's really not trying to confuse us. And God created us to do, created us new to do good things that he planned for us long ago. So we might not know we might know the next step, but not the step after that. But God's had this plan for forever. Mm. He knows what's going on. And the other one that's come to mind, really in the last couple weeks since Drew called, sometimes God tells the whole plan, here's where I want you to go, here's how things are going to go. And there's other times like Jesus said, follow me, just follow me. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what he's calling us to do now, just follow me. I got a plan. It's not your plan, but here we go. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting.
That's right. So we're following. We've said from the beginning, we're following the breadcrumbs, and the breadcrumbs, I told Hugh Bice a few weeks ago, I said, I think it feels like God's taking the bag of breadcrumbs and throwing them out the window on Georgia 400. But I think we found some breadcrumbs and we're looking at Hillside again. So anybody else from the group want to share anything? Kyle, yeah. And we're short on time, so we'll hold off on the takeaways, but maybe stick around for lunch. We didn't mention earlier, Jason Jones ran home to grab. We're doing pulled pork sandwiches for lunch. So you can stick around. We're here. You can ask questions, share with each other. But yeah, Kyle.
Yeah, I think anyone on the team would tell you that I'm not skeptical necessarily by nature, but just, you know, very cautious and, you know, let's make a wise decision. Not that mm-hmm. the others aren't. But when Drew called and said, look, I just, I want to share this with you. I know it's hard. I know he's sincere and he's not flippant. And he said, I want to see if God is leading this way. So, okay, well, let's consider it. And when we met, and we just brainstormed together, how could this work? Again, I've got experience in this type of thing, but even for it to happen, it can be a little bit far-fetched. Not crazy, not unwise, but difficult for the family, the Bice family in this case, to really, you know, be a partner with us in this. But I said, look, if this is something that is of God, then I believe they'll be open to this. And when we conveyed the idea, extremely open. And we thought, all right, well, this could really, really happen. And so just know that I'm maybe with some of you thinking, well, are we sure? We're a little church. Is this something we ought to do? But I do believe, again, there's wisdom in this and also real faith that it will require. But it's not a crazy notion. When we have the opportunity to share and convey more details, we're giving sort of this level view. I believe you'll see that too. So now's not obviously the perfect time for that, but there will be time for that, and that will happen. So anyway. Yeah.
You know, last year or last week when I talked about giving, I mentioned how other religions have membership fees and dues and things like that. So we're going to implement that with Good News Church. Just kidding. But we wanted you to know what's going on. And we're excited, I mean, about this turn of direction. But we're just following Jesus, following him where he wants us to go.